Okay, I'm calling this meeting of the Moapa Town Advisory Board together. It's called to order. If we could have a pledge. Susan, would you give a pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm Lola Egan. I'm the chair of Moapa Town Board.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Mike Abbott.
And Judy Metz, secretary.
Okay. This next item on the agenda is a public comment. This is a period devoted to comments in the general public about items on the agenda. You can also make comments when the item comes up. If you do decide to make comments, you need to come up front, state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record so that we can make sure that we get it right. Is there anybody that needs to make any comments, like if they have to go somewhere or not?
You said this was comments on the agenda, right?
Yes.
So is there later comments?
Yes.
For general comments?
Okay. Anybody else? Oh, Mendez.
Well, I'll just get up and make my comment because on the agenda, Nevada Power.
Can you state your name?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot the order. I was going to remember that. Mendez Cooper, the general manager of Overton Power District, and I live at 670 North Cooper Street in Overton.
Thank you.
So I saw that the Nevada Power issue for the new transmission line was on the agenda today. I hope that's going to be heard tonight.
Yes.
Hopefully they're just running late. But I was just here in support of this transmission line. We signed an agreement with NV Energy back in 2019 to build this transmission line. And for the last four or five years, they've been going through the process of trying to get this line approved. They're building this line because we asked them to. We have an agreement in place to build this line. We're supportive of this line being built. It would have prevented our last big outage if this line was in place. If we could have built this when the agreement was signed, we could have avoided a lot of problems. So very much in support of this project. And if you have any questions for me when Nevada Power does their presentation, I will be glad to answer any questions when called upon. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Anybody else? Comments on the agenda? Okay, the next item is the approval of the minutes for August 29th, 2023. Did you guys read the agenda, the minutes? Were they good? I did read them. Yeah, I make a motion to approve the agenda. I mean the minutes for the August 29th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we need to approve the agenda for this October 10th, 2023 meeting. Is there any changes or any adjustments that anybody here on board needs to make?
Is this a part of it? Does it matter?
Yeah, it's a part of the agenda.
No, she meant just the wording in the middle.
Oh.
I mean, just the way it's probably the formatting.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's just a format, the way they send it to us.
Yeah, that's good.
Can you make a motion?
Sure, I'll make the motion. Okay, so approve it.
Jamie made the motion to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We don't have any informational items on the agenda. The next item is the planning and zoning, and it's UC 230498, Nevada Power Company. It's looking for use permit for the following: public utilities structure, a 230 kV overhead transmission line with associated equipment and increased height for public utilities. Are you here from Nevada Power?
Yeah, I'm Mark Sullivan with NV Energy. And so I have some packets here. And I have, I think I got about 15 of them. So we probably have enough for anybody who's interested in the audience, if you guys don't. So anybody else that wants some? I know you're probably interested.
Oh, okay.
Could you give this gentleman right now?
Absolutely.
One? Anybody else in the audience? Okay. We have a couple of people in the back. Oh,
okay.
Perfect. Make sure one ends up there for the record.
There you go. I think I might give you two. Did I give you two?
I got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, again, like I said, my name is Mark Sullivan with NV Energy. And what the application is, it's for a special use permit. And if you look at, I mean, the cover page is kind of talks a little bit about it. It's a 230 kV line. We have 30 poles that are going in. It runs from Reed Gardner, or an existing substation, to the Tortoise substation. And it's going to be approximately 59 feet to 122-foot poles. And it's to provide redundancy for the current line. I know we had this conversation probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago about a pole fire that we had, and then you guys were out of power. So this is going to help solve that. Obviously, we replaced that pole with a metal pole, so we're not going to have a problem there. But if you do have a problem somewhere else, this is going to provide redundancy. So if you lose one line, you're not going to lose your power. You're going to have an existing, or have an additional line there to be able to serve you. It's about 2.6 miles long. The illustrations there kind of give you a little bit of an idea. The cover one is actually, there's several lines that are there. There's actually also a future Transwest Express line. We actually showed where they're proposing that to be. It doesn't exist today, but there's a proposal out there. So we went adjacent to where that is. A large portion of the line is actually in that corridor there. And it shows down the bottom left-hand side coming out of Reed Gardner. Kind of goes off to the east and up to the north, and then it cuts back over into the Tortoise substation. The next sheet that I had in there, it gives you just the route itself in the blue in the picture. Comes out of Reed Gardner and heads up to Tortoise. And then the pole styles, that gives you a little bit of an idea of what types of poles. And then the next sheet actually shows you those numbers. If you look at it, it corresponds with those pole types. So you'll see like the first pole there next to the picture, it'll say that it's a X29,200. If you look on this sheet, it'll tell you where that pole is going to be at, 29,200. So that just gives you an idea where they're going to be at. The poles, the tallest poles are going to be going into Tortoise because you have an existing line going in there, and we have to have a certain amount of separation between the existing line and the new line coming in. So you'll see the taller poles coming into Tortoise. I mean, it's a pretty simple project. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I'm happy to answer them.
Does anyone on the board have any questions?
I don't.
Does anybody in the audience have questions or comments on this?
Okay, so is this Tortoise substation the one up here? Right,
yeah.
Up here on the flat?
Yeah.
Okay. And you say on the town here, it's for Overton and Lincoln. Do you mean like Calliant and Lincoln County? Because there's not a town Lincoln.
Lincoln County Power District.
Lincoln County Power District. Okay. And it's from Reed Gardner, but I didn't... Is Reed Gardner producing power?
Well, Reed Gardner, yeah. We just got done installing, or we're in the process of installing 440. Actually, that was what we were here last,
right,
at the last meeting for, is 440 megawatts of battery power also. So you have additional to what we already have there, some additional peak shaving, you know, whatever it may be that we need it for.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
Anybody other comments or questions?
I have nothing against it.
But the batteries are a completely separate deal. They don't even feed this station, do they?
Not a part of this project, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we'd appreciate your support. Thank you for the opportunity to come out tonight.
You're welcome.
Good to see you all.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion on this?
I make a motion that we approve the UC 230498 Nevada Power Company use permits as indicated in the agenda.
And the design review.
And the design review, sorry. Yeah. Any opposed?
No.
All visited? Okay. Super. Our next item is the general business. It's a review of the fiscal budget request for possible action.
This is just the standard.
Thank you.
You guys put together.
Yes. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank
you. Yes. You guys put together the budget, mm-hmm. But even though you said that everything was good on it, it has to be approved again.
Okay.
To make it legal, I guess. Yeah. If you haven't had a chance, look at it again.
Well, I think it looks good the way it is.
This is the same that you sent out earlier.
It's exactly the same that I sent out.
Okay. Any comments or questions on this? The The items are for the parks. We're asking for, first, a walking path with exercise stations and benches. Second, a sand volleyball behind or the side of the library and horseshoe pit. A shade similar to the small children's playground and near the splash pad. Half-court outside basketball. Add on to the gym or portable classrooms or bungalow classes and indoor swimming pool. For public works, which is roads, basically, it's add a barrier rail to the Warm Springs Loop. Barrier rails.
Okay.
Repave and re-engineer SIM. Additional lights.
Excuse me?
Yes?
What about SIM?
Repave it.
Repave it and re-engineer it.
Yeah. Re-engineer and repave it. It needs, because it's a rock bag.
Yeah.
It's just the small for it goes up right now.
Additional lights at Rocks and Fire Station for turning into the facilities and expanding Rocks with a turn lane so it makes it easier for people to get here into the community center and church. Paved Dude Road, that's the section that's near I-15. And maintain Barlow from Lawson to Rocks. That's one of these short streets here between the school and the... And so are there any comments from the public?
Is flood control any flood things under our budget or not?
I've never seen flood control come up on any of our budgets.
So it comes out separately?
Yeah, we've never... Yeah.
I've never heard. Have you? You've been on here longer than I have.
No. I don't...
I just was curious.
Yeah. Would you like...
What?
Would you like flood control?
That's one of my two comments, in the general comment period, and it's their comment too, so we'll talk about it then.
Okay. So.
So I'm fine with all that.
Okay.
Then I make a motion to approve the list.
Okay, a motion's been made by Jamie to approve the budget request. All in favor?
Aye.
Excuse me.
Yes?
We're going to be able to see on Sim Road, there's only two houses and we're one of the two. Are they going to take another 15 feet out of our property or are they going to...
They would have to re-engineer it and I don't know how Public Works does that. What we're doing is saying we would like something done on Sim Street because it needs to be repaved and re-engineered. We don't make the plans at all here. We just let the county know what we would like to see done.
This is just a list of what we would like to happen. If nothing has been approved other than by us, by the county, funding-wise, for it to actually be done. It's been on the list for many years.
Yeah, I know it's been on the budget.
Many years.
They usually don't get there unless somebody requests that it's put there on these lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody had to request it somewhere.
It's been on for quite a while.
How come they don't go ahead and pave Ranch Road?
Ranch Road's not a legal road. It goes through private property. The dirt portion. If you look on the county maps, it's not.
Then close it then.
That's not up to us. If you'd like it closed, you need to contact Clark County, or we can make a note if you're asking for that to happen. But at that point, everybody will be going out Sim Road because that's the only other access.
Mm-hmm. And that will pick a lot more traffic.
There'll be a lot more traffic on Sim Road if we do that.
Well, definitely need a two-way road then.
But yeah. I mean, so if you would like the county to close that, we can make a note of that.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Tonight that it's an illegal road that they're, you know.
Most of us know that.
Yeah.
Hey, Lola. I know that it's getting a lot of comments, but nobody's given their name, so Judy's going to have a hell of a time trying to keep minutes for this meeting.
Well, that is true.
Then it's not even part of this discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, when public comment comes up, you will need to come up and state your name so that it's on the record. So, okay, our next item of agenda is recommend... Thank you. Thank you, Jill. Bad about that. Recommend appointment to the CDAC for fiscal year 2023-2024.
Did you see the attachment that tells you what CDAC is? There's so many attachments, I'm sorry.
No, that's...
it was a little circled. There it goes.
Yeah, okay.
Community Development Advisory Committee. She gets the commissioner has an appointment for it. And so she's asking each of the town boards if they have somebody that they would like appointed to it.
How does that affect us out here, do you know?
You know what, honestly, I couldn't answer you on that.
Not a whole lot. I did it one year, very informative, but since...
It's kind of pre-settled by the time. I think I did it in like 2000 or 2002 or something. Mm-hmm. It's kind of almost pre-settled when you go in, the grants that they're approving, who they're going to and everything.
Okay.
But if somebody's willing to go in and fight for something that you think you might be able to get out here, you know, but we need to appoint them tonight.
Okay. We have to be appointed tonight?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here that's willing to be on that board? Mike? It says that they meet twice a year, usually mm-hmm. winter and early spring.
And I think it said something about the... I think the first one is in January.
I think it's like once a month, isn't it?
Well, this says the CDAC meets in the winter and early spring every year to provide recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners on the allocation of the Emergency Solution Grant and the Home LIHTF program. So would you be able to do that, Mike?
I could take a closer look at it and see how much.
Okay, so how about if we put you on and then if you can't make it, you can't make it.
That would be all right.
Okay, I want to recommend Mike Abbott to represent Moapa on the CDAC. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now this is the comments. It's a community development advisory board that advises on special loans and grants that the county might put out for some type of housing. I don't know exactly what. It's typically in Vegas. So now is the time for comments by the general public. If you're going to make comments, you do need, there'll be no votes made on this. This is strictly discussion. You'll need to come up and state your name and address and spell your last name for the record.
I'll be the first. We're both here to do it. I've got two comments.
Kimberly Brundy.
And I live on Marley Way.
Did you see last name again?
Brundy. And the first comment is I've come for the board for many years complaining on this. You guys haven't seen me for a while because I haven't been in front of the board for 2 or 3 years. But the summer's over. But at some point, somebody has to make something where Don Davis gets a damn parking lot. And I'm saying damn for a reason. He has had that business for years. That parking overflows on Warm Springs. This year was bad enough, I almost got in 2 fist fights with people parked there. One trying to come out of Sim to get out and go down onto 168, and one coming around the back way of Warm Springs trying to get through Sim. He has parking inside, but he uses the overflow on both sides of the street for things. And it's not regulated, and the people walk up and down, and they park in front and stop you on the thing and bother. I think Robert had trouble once trying to get to an ambulance call on it. And it just gets worse every year. So something just needs to be done where he either controls the number of people parked along Warm Springs Loop, or he buys a piece of property and makes a parking lot.
Are you aware of what we're talking about?
I'm not, but I wrote all the difficult.
Okay, right. He owns a property
on the river.
On the left, the loop part, right at the river. He has a little resort, a little RV park and resort.
Okay, so he owns it?
He owns the property.
And he opens it up.
So I can look it up.
Yes, you can look it up.
He opens it up for swimming every summer, which is not a problem if he controlled the number of people there and the people parked on both sides. They can be parked for a half mile on either side of the river. Or almost a half, probably.
I'll look it up.
Probably a quarter of a mile on each side of the river. I'm probably exaggerating there. It's probably less, but it just seems like there's hundreds of people and you can't.
Yeah. Because they do park, That loop area.
And it's going to take up
basically
both sides
they come on Warm Springs, and they have to turn into his property, or they have to stop and unload all their stuff and go in.
And then they park along the road.
Yeah, and then they stop in the road, and they block the road for periods of time. I've had comments over the years, and I've had when the police were here, and they went down and said something, and it clears up for a little bit, and then it goes back to the general dismay. Our other comment is the same one they're here for, and it is, what I mentioned earlier, is flooding. We get our floods. Most of our floods used to come off of the river, but in the last, I don't know how long, for quite a while now, they're coming across from the north. They come across 168 and across Buzzard, which is a flat, that then goes on to the piece of property Southern Nevada Water Authority ends and down the creek, but they also come up north of there over the Clay Hills. Both things run into the same flood channel. They run down run down salt brush and into the flood channel, and the flood channel can't handle it. We know that one of the problems is the private property along the ways,
mm-hmm.
and what they can do, but they're either going to have to find a way to build a second flood channel or make some kind of detention pond up above that can catch some of this water so they can let it down slowly, because we're coming to a thing with all the properties on the north part of that whole area, the northern part, come down Sim and right along Marley Way and the first part of Saltbrush, where everybody's thinking, well, what can I do to protect my property? We're going to be seeing walls and channels come in we don't want. Right, it's already gotten to a problem at the Saltbrush and Marley Way, where it's washing under into our property, onto our field, and destroying our fence line. When I was a kid going up there, of course, it was one piece of property, and there were drainage ditches. There were several drainage ditches that led from the pastures back into the creek. There are not anymore. There is that one flood channel.
So the water's always run there.
It has always been somewhat of a problem, but I think the drainage ditches were more simply because the water table was higher.
Yeah.
But it caught flood water when they did. It hasn't always ran from the north this bad, no. Before, when I always remembered them coming from the river. And I think we've had one in the 90s, I think, that came from the river, and all the rest we've had lately have come all from the north. They flow down off those clay hills and over west of there, along into there, along Buzzard, that flat and Buzzard.
Yeah.
And that flat and Buzzard it washes across somewhat into your property, doesn't it?
So it comes across 168.
Yeah, and it comes across the Buzzard and into their
160. Where did it used to always run when those washes were running?
You know
it's not like these washes are new running.
No, they're not. But there's been more development, more road work, so things do run differently. And I don't know, like I said, I just remember mostly coming from the river, and it's not now. We're coming from the north, and these guys have been flooded out, what? Four times? Three times?
Every single time, like the river runs right through our house.
Sim, this last two floods we've had, Sim has become a river, and that is something that will have to be noted when they do their development plan. It's just been a river coming straight down.
Okay.
And that's new. And I think it's just because people have built and roads have changed and whatever, but I don't know when the flood control is, what they're studying for us or what they're doing. I just want to put it out that we think that this is becoming a bigger problem, and it's becoming a problem. People will start putting up walls and ditches, and each neighbor is going to be all out for themselves soon, is what I feel. That's my comment.
Okay.
So thank you for listening.
Okay. Are there any other public comments?
Robert Shakespeare, Southern Nevada Water Authority, Warm Springs Natural Area. We're coming here tonight and want to introduce Ray Thompson. He's our new maintenance coordinator. So he's going to be in charge of helping maintain the property. So you guys will be seeing him around Warm Springs. So we welcome him.
Do you live out here or do you live in Vegas?
I live in Overton.
Oh, you live in Overton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, he moved down from Caliani.
What is his title?
Warm Springs Maintenance Coordinator.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Judy, on the flood matter, can we ask that the county look at that or let us know when they will be doing flood studies?
We can ask.
Yeah.
I believe they are, but
we
can ask and see if we can get updates on it.
But get some kind of update on what? Or at least so that they're aware?
If they're looking at this particular situation or what they're looking at.
Because it is true, if we ever actually get...
That's just what we want, just to be known. And,
yeah.
Okay, so thank you.
If we ever get actually them to do something on Sim Street, that is an issue at this point that they would have to address.
Excuse me.
You'd need to come up and state your name, sir.
William Johnson, 1340 Sims.
Okay.
We put up with this for a lot of years. We tried to do our own flood control by building barriers. But every time, everything that comes down blows right through our property, and we're devastated at least 4 times now. And we have contacted the county, and they said, oh, we'll look into it. Then we never, ever hear anything back. So I've done some personal studies. When you get up off the road and going on the thing, there's a great big... ditch, it's already been built. And I don't want to hear private property because it already got built 25 years ago, but it's never, ever been maintained. It's full of salt brush. It's just, and what gets me is every time we flood out, we actually had to get a contractor come out and try to dig out across because the county hasn't done anything. And the thing is, the flood control is already in place, but it's just totally jammed up full of salt brush or whatever. It's never been maintained in the 25 years we've been there. The water just sits, builds up, and then floods right through our house. Our house is the main river for all this. But
where is that in relationship to your house?
The flood.
Just to the... I know you've been there,
yeah.
So if you look to the right out of our garage, it's about 100 yards in, and it's there, and it's gone so long, it has split 2 ways and floods out all our neighbors, including the judge and everyone. And a lot of it is because it has not been maintained.
But the county can't go on private property to maintain.
But someone were on private property already.
I understand that, but the county cannot go on private property to maintain that flood channel. They don't have a right-of-way to that flood channel. I have no idea when it went in.
No, but so what do we do?
That's why she's going to talk to the, or put in the notes to look into it with the flood.
Do any of you know where he's talking about?
Because
if I could... find out and
okay.
Address them.
If,
right.
If you look at his property.
All right. No, our house, if you go down Sim, there's a white house, then us, and then Kim's house, right on the corner. Then right around there, there's the higher patrolman. He Colby gets flooded out every time.
Okay, so there's your house?
It's to the east
of Sim Street?
Right where the canals have already been dug, but never maintained.
What's the road behind you then?
So,
Marley.
Okay, so right there in that corner?
Marley, yeah.
I'll see if I can find it and figure it out
Where does that channel,
so I can identify
it? When you first turn on to Warm Springs Loop, that channel
that's a good question. Okay,
you
turn on to Warm Springs Loop, and there's a little bridge, and there's a big channel, that goes right, and then down and hooks into the channel that goes midway between Warm Springs and everyone else.
We've got several conversations going on. So I understand you have the floor, actually.
but I'm having trouble hearing you because of side conversation. Sorry.
I won't need that.
But we will.
That channel there is what's, your house is sit, like, and your name. Is it no longer a channel and it's breaking into your
It is a channel. You can see it,
just
but it's
over.
Full of salt brush.
Right.
It's like it's a dam. And we've been there 25 years, and we've done everything we can to try to, you know, every time we build up 3 feet of sandbags, the water's 4 feet, okay? And I'm sorry, but I don't mean to sound angry, but I'm really, really tied into this. We've had the house 25 years, and we've asked several times, and we know the channels are out there, because if you go after a rainstorm, there's just a big thing of sitting water that all the West Nile mosquitoes breed in, because there's nowhere for the water to go. We actually had our neighbor help us dig out salt brush and stuff across from our home, and it helped, but what we really got to get is that channel, and I don't know what happened, and I know the county well enough that they dug those channels because they had a right-of-way.
No, they don't have a right-of-way to the property. There's never been a right-of-way on those.
So can we find out who owns the property and see if we can pay them?
Greg would own part of the property. Colby Powell will own. The Levitt Family Trust will own. When you go on down, I'm not sure who owns behind.
He's talking about the ones directly. I don't know who's in the fields, probably. But between you, aren't you between... to the east of you in that open field?
Yes.
Okay, that's the same people that own the house... That's rented that the police.
Colby's?
Colby's living now. We used to be the Metro Police Officer.
Yeah.
That was that whole 11-acre piece there. But it's like I said, it's private property. It
so
was never an official.
Can we speak to Colby then, or because
he rents it, doesn't he? Did he buy it?
I don't know if he does or not.
The answer may be up further towards where.
Yeah.
Where it's coming in at.
I would like to make another comment on this while he's here. And again,
right,
it's Kimberly,
well,
Brady. No, you can stay and talk. When he's talking about the flood channel being full, we also have a problem with the river getting blocked up. There was work done on the river in different places. And again, also there's Davis's stuff that washed down in a couple of floods. And so at different times there have been big piles. I don't know if there still are now because I haven't walked it in probably about 3 years. But the last time I walked it, there was two or three places where the river was jammed up because of debris down it. That does not help when these channels are trying to flood, drain into the river.
Well, here's what kills me, okay? They have a $22 million project up by Fuller Elementary because the water came into the fairgrounds and on their playground. Never had their house flooded out four or five times like us. So, but they get $22 million for that great big project to take it from there down to the river or wherever they're taking it to. We're not asking for that. We're asking for just, because you know, I've had to build like a 2 foot high cement thing in front of my garage. And that works great until the big flood when the, you know, everything just goes over and right now our house is destroyed. And we're just trying to rebuild. But it's been like the fourth time. And every time, people have promised to help. And I'm sorry that we're only one person, but we pay taxes too. If they can put $22 million to make sure the Bowler Elementary doesn't have water crossing their playground, we need consideration also, because it won't take that much money to help us.
Okay, we will.
All right.
We will mention it to the county commissioner in the minutes and see if we can follow up with flood control. We are just an advisory board here, but we will, you know, it will be in the minutes.
Well, here's what happens, though. Remember that big to-do when they took the property from me and you and paved the road?
Yeah.
And the thing is, the last few floods are now caving the road in that you spent millions and millions of dollars. It's going down and it's undercutting the road and it's breaking it down.
Again,
right by our neighbors, right where it goes past us.
Again, Sim Street is on our list of requests.
Not Sim, I'm talking...
Marley?
Saltbrush. You're talking about the corner of Marley and Saltbrush.
Yeah, brush, right by your neighbor.
Saltbrush there. It was a badly engineered road. I think it was constructed good, but I think it was a badly engineered one.
Well, they should have left it alone.
It has not improved the...
Okay. Yeah, we're
all
not,
right.
Okay. Yeah, that's not...
I'm not trying to be emotional, but this is really hard. We've gone through so much, and we've tried so much to alleviate it ourselves. And then we want to put a wall up, but oh, try doing that with the permits with Clark County. So we just get to sit there and get flooded. Because the river comes right down and goes right through our yard. And we've asked and asked and asked. And we're not asking for a lot. All we need is the channels that are there to be cleaned up. We're not asking for a $22 million.
Again, that's not possible, but we will talk to the flood control.
All right.
That's all we can do for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any public comments while we're on it? Okay, our next meeting is scheduled for October 31st, and this meeting's adjourned.
And what time is it?
If you decide you have to come up and look, call 702.
I have a dental appointment on Monday next week.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm usually home because my mother's home.
Yeah, I know.
So I text you to say the problem.